me. Amen. Even in this service tonight. Let's go to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 30. Amen. So good to see everybody in church tonight. Amen. Continue to pray for those that need prayer. Brother Curtis, amen. God will strengthen him. Amen. Of course, Brother Mike and Sister Donna, amen, with this, their family. Sister Honey, Tracy did come home today. Thank the Lord for that. And so I'm thankful for that. And continue to pray for them, though. Amen. Seems like I've been to Dallas 17 times the last week, but I know it hadn't been that much, but I have been back and forth a lot each, I think every day, so. 1 Samuel chapter 30, this is a very familiar story. I'm going to read most of this chapter. We'll skip just a few verses. So if you don't want to stand, that's just fine, because we're going to read, amen, 31 verses here. So you're welcome to stand if you want to. You're welcome to be seated. We'll let you know that right here in the beginning. The Bible says in verse 1, "It came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. Their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep." Verse 6. "David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because of the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." Verse 8. "David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. They gave him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. David said unto him, To whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite. My master left me because 3 days agone I fell sick. We made invasion upon the south of the Cherethites and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb we burned Ziklag with fire. David said unto him, Canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, Swear unto me by God that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. When he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. David smote them from the twilight even until the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. There was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that had taken to them." Listen to this. "David recovered all. And David took all the flocks and the herds which they drave before those other cattle, and said, This is David's spoil. David came to the 200 men which were so faint they could not follow David, whom they had made also to abide at the brook Besor. And they went forth to meet David and to meet him with the people that were with him. When David came near to the people, he saluted them. Then answered all the wicked men, all the men of Belial, all of those that went with David, and said, Because they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered, save to every man his wife and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. Then said David, ye shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord hath given us, who hath preserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our hand. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goeth down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarrieth by the stuff. They shall part alike. And it was so from that day forward that he made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel unto this day. Then when David came to Ziklag, he sent the spoil unto the elders of Judah, even to his friends, saying, behold a present for you of the spoil of the enemies of the Lord. Hallelujah. To them which were in Bethel, and to them which were in the south Ramoth, and to them which were in Jetar, to them which were in Arior, and to them which were in Siphmoth, and to them which were in Eshtemoiah. Amen. It goes on saying a few other names there. Verse number 30, and to them which were in Horman, to them which were in Corshan. Verse 31, to them which were in Hebron, to all the places which David himself and his men were wont to haunt. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. A lot of reading there, but in that wonderful chapter, praise God. I love it. The Bible says David recovered all. Glory to God. David recovered all. Now, I don't want you to raise your hand. Don't raise your hand tonight. I do not want you to raise your hand. It's not that I don't, for no reason. I just don't want you to. But how many here tonight? Don't raise your hand. How many here tonight has lost something from the devil? The devil has taken something. Amen. Spiritually, how many has lost something? I want to preach from this chapter tonight. Amen. The Bible says that they recovered all. Recovered every bit of it. Now, it might be different for some. It might be a family member. It might be, you know, someone that used to be saved, living for God. It might be, you know, something spiritual. Maybe a spiritual gift. Hallelujah. Maybe an anointing. Maybe a calling of God on your life. Maybe you used to shout and praise God. Maybe the joy of the Lord. I want to preach from this scripture tonight to us. I felt like the Lord dealt with me a few things if I'm here. Amen. First off, this is not my message. I'm just going to throw out this because, amen, it'll eat on you if you don't say it, Brother Richard, and then you'll, you know, say it later. But number one, Saul had already got the commandment of the Lord to destroy the Amalekites, and he didn't do it. So this is not part of my message, but remember, you don't obey God, it will affect others. Amen. It affected David and his men. Second of all, think about this right here, about when they said, they're not going to get it. They didn't go down with us. They was too faint to go. I felt like the Lord dealt with me and said, they might be too faint to fight with us, but they're not too faint to shout with us. Hallelujah. When the victory's won, they're not too, amen, weak. They might be too weak right now to join in the fight. Hallelujah. And win the battle with us. But when the victory is won, praise God, and we spread it all around, they're not going to be too weak to smile and shout with us. Hallelujah. And that's the way God wants it. Amen. When that shepherd came back with that sheep on his shoulders, amen, he called his family and his friends and said, rejoice with me, for I have found that which I have lost. Amen. When the woman home, what did the father do? He killed the fatted calf. Hallelujah. He said, servants, put up the tiller. Amen. Put them mules in the stall. Amen. Tell everybody to get out of the field. Tell them to come at home. We're having a feast. We're having a shout down. Glory to God. Amen. And the older brother was coming in from the field, and the Bible says that he heard music and dancing. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the Bible said, likewise, there shall be joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than the 99 that need no repentance. Glory to God. Woo, God's going to give it back to you. Amen. You might have lost something from God, maybe in your prayer life or your walk with God. Amen. The Bible says, listen to this. This all happened. This happened when David was down in the land of the Philistine. We know the story. David ran from Saul, and Brother Richard, he got tired of running from Saul. He got tired of it. Amen. You got to be careful, church. Amen. To not let yourself get so wore out. Amen. You got to go back to that well and get you a drink. You got to get in the presence of God. You got to get a refilling of the Holy Ghost, or you'll get
You'll get so tired, amen, that you'll about give up. The Bible said, amen, to beware of that weariness. Amen, you'll get weary in fighting the devil. Amen, you got to be careful in those times. David went down there to the Philistines' land. You know, he went down to the Philistines' land. And according to Bible history and scholars and commentators, David never wrote one psalm. Not one psalm while he was down there. Amen. But he was down there, amen, for some time. I forget how many years, but he got tired of running from Saul. Amen. He said, I'm going to go to the land of the Philistines. I'm going to go down there. Amen. And except for the grace of God, he would have lost all his family. Except for the grace of God. Why? What happened? Amen. Y'all read the story. The Philistines gathered together against Saul. And it was ultimately the battle that Saul and Jonathan both died in. And Saul and his sons died in. And David went and joined himself with the Philistines to fight against Saul. Amen. And the lords of the Philistines said, who is this Hebrew? Said, ain't this the one that they said Saul has slain his thousands and David's his 10,000? Said, he can't go with us. Send him home. And so David went home. And when he got home, there wasn't nothing but ashes. Amen. Everybody was gone. There wasn't no kids playing with Hot Wheels in the front yard. There wasn't no babies running out with their Cabbage Patch baby dolls saying, Dad, 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 Dad. Amen. Daddy, I'm glad you're home. There wasn't none of them. Amen. And the Bible says, and I'm going to tell you what I want to preach on tonight. Amen. I know this is Wednesday night, but I'm a preaching this way. Amen. Let's let the Lord have his way tonight. Amen. I want to preach on complete recovery. Anybody ever had surgery? Amen. You ever had surgery? You know what the goal is? To have complete recovery, right? Amen. Complete recovery. Well, I'm telling you something. Hallelujah. Y'all boys think I'm playing tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Complete recovery. Amen. God wants to give us complete recovery, church. Amen. God wants to give us complete recovery. Glory to God. He come in there. Let's look. I want to look at three things here. Amen. And in our complete recovery, Lord, this might just be simple. This might just be basic and it might just go right over our head. But these are the things I want to talk about. Amen. First off, in this complete recovery, David had revival all by himself. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. David had revival all by himself. Amen. The second thing was David sought the direction from the Lord. David inquired of the Lord saying, shall I pursue them? Amen. David sought God's direction. And then last of all, David recovered all plus. And I want to tell you tonight, church, if you've lost something from God, God wants to give it back to you and more. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on now. I feel this in my heart. Maybe you used to teach Sunday school. Amen. Maybe you used to live for God. Maybe you used to do something for God. You say, now I don't do nothing. Now it's just, you know, I'm just an outcast. Amen. Now I don't even feel like I have a relationship with God. Seems like God's so far away. Listen, God, amen, is able to give us a complete recovery. Amen. Listen to what happened. David and his men came to the city. It was burned with fire. Their wives were gone. Their sons, their daughters were taken. David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. They cried so much they couldn't even cry no more. Amen. The Bible says David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. Amen. Because of the soul of all the people were grieved. Listen, you know, sometimes when you're hurt, you'll lash out at others. Sometimes when we're hurt, amen, we'll attack the wrong ones. How many times, brothers, have we went to our wives and said, I'm sorry. Amen. I was distressed about something else. I was upset. Amen. How many times, wives, have you had to go and apologize? Say, amen, baby, I'm sorry. Amen. Mama was just stressed a little bit about other things. Amen. That's human nature. Come on now. Y'all don't have to look at me like that. Amen. We're all humans here tonight. We all make mistakes. Amen. These people were so grieved. Amen. They just wanted to hurt somebody. They said, let's stone David. That wasn't going to help nothing. I mean, getting in an argument with your spouse, that ain't going to help nothing. Amen. Beating your kids half to death, that ain't going to help nothing. God help me tonight. You know, I'm just making a little point right here. Amen. But you know, the soul of the people was so grieved. Amen. But this brings me to my first point. Amen. David had revival all by himself. Amen. David got a hold of himself. Amen. And you know what I realized, Sister Doris? David got some things back before he ever went out. Come on now. He got some things back in verse number 6 when David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Amen. He got his joy back. He got his encouragement back. Praise God. He got his praise back. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He got his courage back. Thank you, Jesus. He got his right mind back. Come on, church. The Bible says God hath not given us the spirit of fear, amen, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. How'd David get all that back? He had revival all by himself. Woo! 600 of them here. Amen. They wasn't all saved. They wasn't all living for God. I mean, everybody we rub shoulders with ain't got the best advice. Amen. Everybody that claims to be a Christian ain't the best. Ain't on the right track. Come on, church. Can I get a witness tonight? I mean, everybody that's around, hallelujah, is not always going to be the most edifying to the soul, so to speak. Amen. But you know what David did? He said, hallelujah, I'm going to have revival all by myself. And you know what? Let me tell you something, old pastor. Amen. It's time, hallelujah, that God, amen, stirs up our heart to the place, amen, that says, I'm going to pray if I pray by myself. Amen. I'm going to stand if I have to stand alone. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. He had revival all by himself. Amen. I can hear him rolling back to Psalms. Amen. Some of those Psalms that he was when he is out there on the hillside. Amen. His mind began to roll back. Amen. And say, my God, you can help me. Amen. My God, you can help me. Amen. And he asked himself, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's found in Psalms 42. I can see David there. You know what he did? David had revival in ashes. Church, y'all know how hard it is to have revival sometimes. Come on now, it's hard. But it's sure hard to have revival in a bunch of ashes. Amen. A bunch of burnt promises. A bunch of broken dreams. Amen. Hallelujah. Every board you kick, amen, was once of your house that you had built. Oh God, and here you are in the ashes. Amen. The ones that you could only look to. Now they're going to stone you. Oh God. And he's kicking through the ashes. Amen. But somehow David had revival all by himself. Amen. Somehow he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Hey, listen, church. Amen. We can't always depend on everybody. Come on now. Amen. I love it, Brother Wayne. Hallelujah. Amen. We can come to the house of God and know somebody's been praying. Glory to God. Somebody's been calling on the name of the Lord. Somebody's ready to worship. Hallelujah. Somebody's ready to praise Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. But it ain't always that way. Sometimes you got to have revival all by yourself. Amen. And David had revival all by himself. Nobody was patting him on the back. Come on, David. Amen. Amen. Don't you love to go down to the altar? Come on, Brother Bowen, help me pray. Go up there and pray at that altar real quick. Amen. Don't you love it when you're at the altar? Amen. You know, Brother so-and-so won't have a clue you're going to it. They begin to say, oh, God bless Brother Rowan. Oh, God, come on, Brother Rowan. The Lord loves you. He'll help you. Just something about that. Come on now. That just helps you, don't it? Amen. Maybe a brother come back. Come on, brother. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. You can go be seated now. Amen. Somebody comes by. Brother Richard, I just wanted you to know I was a praying for you today. Amen. They didn't know nothing the other morning. Amen. It was early in the morning. We was a praying. Early morning. Amen. And I got a text on the phone from a far northern state. Amen. Hallelujah. God can even use Yankees. Can you believe that? Amen. From a far northern state. And said, hey, how y'all doing? I was a thinking about you and praying for you this morning. Woo! It's a whole lot easier to have revival like that. I'm going to tell you, sometimes you got to have revival all by yourself. You don't get no prayer. Amen. No pat on the back. You don't get no handshake. You don't get no text message. I'm telling you, David didn't get no pat on the back that morning. The only pat he was fixing to get on the back was from a big old rock. And them boys was fixing to throw at him, Brother Robert. Amen. But David said, I'm going to encourage myself in the Lord. Amen. I may be low and I may be down, but God's still good. Amen. I may have lost a few things. Amen. But God's still good. Amen. Sometimes, church, amen, we got to pull ourselves up in the ashes. Amen. Raise up out of the ashes and say, I know these tears are bitter. Amen. I know this trial is hard. Amen. But I'm going to have revival if I have to have it all by myself. They said that man was going through his house that had burnt and lost everything. Had lost it all. Amen. Nothing saved but his own family. Amen. Didn't have nothing. Said he was walking through it just looking at the ashes. And said that he stepped on something. And it started to sing a lullaby. Like this. You know, like that. And he said, what in the world is that? He gets it again. It was one of his little girl's baby dolls. Burnt to a crisp. Didn't even see it. He stepped on it. He picked it up. It was just a mangled mess from the fire. And he said, the Lord said, can you still sing after your fire? Hallelujah. He said, I held that little baby doll there and said, this baby doll still has a song, even though it's disfigured. And he said, Lord, yes, I can still sing. Amen. In after my fire. Now listen, I know this wasn't 2017. Amen. I know it was, amen, some thousands of years ago. Amen. But if you'll just let me, just for a moment before I move on, amen, just in my mind's eye, amen, think about David in those ashes. Amen. He's a kicking around. All of a sudden he starts saying, Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes he leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see it's footprints all the way. What's David singing? Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. What's David doing? I'll tell you what he's doing. He's having revival all by himself. I'm preaching tonight on full recovery. Listen, how are we going to get back from the devil what he's stolen from us? Amen. If we don't even get our joy back. How are we going to get back from what the devil, amen, has stolen from us if we don't have our shout back? You know, David got his shout back. Woo, what's that kind of, what's all that going on over there? That's David shouting in the ashes. He's having revival all by himself. Say, how do you know he shouted? I don't know he shouted, but he got encouraged in the Lord. Hallelujah. He got encouraged in the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something about some of y'all Pentecostal folks. When you get encouraged in the Lord, you're going to do a little shout. Hallelujah. Woo! You're going to do a little dance. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He had revival all by himself. Amen. I can see him right there. Amen. Everybody's looking over there. My, what is going on? Man, I got stuff in my eyes. Wiping the tears out of their eyes. Hallelujah. All of a sudden you can hear, hallelujah. What in the world? That's David over there. What's he praising God for? Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Somebody else wipes the tears. Amen. Starts dusting the dust off of them. Praise God. What's going on with David? I'll tell you what he's doing. He's having revival all by himself. I'm talking about complete recovery. You know what, church? Amen. I'd like to get this across to you tonight. But I felt like the Lord dealt with me this afternoon and said the first thing that David got back wasn't his kids. The first thing David got back, brother, wasn't his cattle. The first thing wasn't his wives. The first thing that David got back, whew, was his shout and his praise and his worship and his courage. Hallelujah. And his joy. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. And his boldness. Praise God. He got that back long before, amen, he ever found that Egyptian. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about recovering all. Amen. The next thing that David does, and he goes and he begins to seek God. God, shall I pursue them? God, shall I pursue them? There's just something about revival. There's something about revival, brother and sister. Amen. It'll throw your will right out the window. Hey man, if he's like me, well, I think we ought to do this. Well, I think we ought to do that. Well, I tell you what we ought to do, boys. I think we ought to do this. Hey man, the Bible says that David called for the linen ephod. You know, hey man, that was that priest. Hallelujah. That man that was with David when David was running from Saul. And I'm taking too much time. Hey man, I know it's Wednesday night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Sister, we may not have revival with everybody, but if we can just get one person to have revival all by themselves, glory to God, we'll be handing out. We'll be handing out. We'll be passing out glory. Glory. Baskets. Thank you, Jesus. You can see them guys. What in the world? Something in the mail, Mom. The UPS just dropped something off at the door. Who is that from? Look at this. This is from David. What is it? Glory to God. I don't know what all he sent, but he sent a present here and sent a present there. And there was a note scribbled in there. Woo! A present to you from the enemies of the Lord. Woo! What in the world happened? We had victory. We had revival. We had glory to God. Amen. I also got to thinking about something else. Amen. They said they found that Egyptian in the field. Amen. And said that they gave him a cake of figs, like a fig cake. And that his spirit came back and that they gave him some raisins. I said, man, raisins and figs would cause anybody to come to life. Man, them things are so good. Hallelujah. They gave him a cluster of raisins and some figs. Hallelujah. And a little cake made with figs. Don't that sound good? Amen. It kind of reminds you of like a Christmas cake or something. You know what they call that? A fruit cake. Amen. Like a fruit cake or something. I mean, man, this guy stood up, said, woo, that's some good stuff. Amen. I'll tell you whatever you want. Now I'm going to tell you something. He inquired of the Lord. Amen. I'm preaching tonight on full recovery. Complete recovery. Amen. Don't raise your hand tonight. Amen. But has anybody lost anything? Could anybody have a recovery? Well, they're not praising God, so I'm not going to. Listen, they'll praise God when it's time. They were so faint, they had stopped and sat by that brook. 400 of them went. Amen. Praise God. They ain't shouting. David, you're the only one shouting. They'll be shouting. Just hold on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I felt like God dealt with me today. That there's those that they don't have the strength to help us fight. But they're going to have the strength to help us shout and help us rejoice and help us glorify God. When it's all said and done. Stand together with me tonight. I give God praise tonight. He's able to help us recover. He's able to help us. Come on, let's just praise Him tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. David said, shall I recover all? God said, without fail, thou shalt recover all. I believe God wants to give it back to you. Hallelujah. Whether it's the Holy Ghost, you might not have spoken in tongues in a long time. Amen. God may not use you in the gifts of the Spirit in a long time. Amen. You may have lost it, but I'm telling you, God wants to give it back to you. God wants to give you back His glory. God wants to give it back. God is still, amen, in that business. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just praise Him while Sister Bethany gets ready here. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to praise You. I want to praise You in advance, Lord. Young people, praise God tonight. Just praise Him tonight from your heart. Hallelujah. I praise You, Lord, in advance. I praise You, Lord, in advance. Hallelujah. Somebody can have revival all by themselves tonight. Somebody can go home and by their bed have revival all by themselves. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's gather at these altars tonight.
He's going to bring me out of the desert where the roads are dusty and dry. He's going to bring me out of the desert. Won't